Hey, welcome to today's show here on Anchor. Now, it's a sunnier day here in London, still winter, which is never good, but hopefully the mornings are getting a little bit lighter. So if you're in this part of the world, then I'm sure we're all looking forward to being a little bit warmer. Now, I was very lucky yesterday to spend a little bit of time with a person very well known in the recruitment business industry, who was part of a company that grew to 100 million. And we were talking about what are the key attributes to what makes a successful recruitment business. And of course, apart from the team, one of the things that came up a lot was working on A-grade jobs. And what I mean by that is you really want to make sure that you're only working A-grade jobs. And what does A-grade jobs really mean? Well, from a recruiter standpoint, it means that you're getting quality, qualified information to ensure that you can find the right candidates. And that generally means that you're able to talk with a hiring manager, the decision maker, and really understand exactly what the business is looking for to give you the best chance of identifying the right candidates for that role and getting a high level of interviews against that position. Now, for lots of different reasons, you may think, if you're listening to this, well, that should happen every time, but it doesn't, unfortunately. And it also depends how you're working with a company. So if it's contract, it may be slightly different. Some of the companies may have a portal-based system where you don't have access to the business and they want to push away from that. Some of them may have a call that you have so you can gleam a bit of information, but not everyone may ask the right questions. You might be working on contingent permanent, which can be a no-win, no-fee basis for that recruiter. And you may not have that access to the line manager that you would like, or you may be working on a retain basis where you will definitely have access to that business, I very much suspect, and you will want to ensure that you fully understand exactly what you're looking for, and the customer of course has buy-in because of course that they're paid you up front for some of that work. So there's lots of different ways to work it, but the point is the chances of you actually filling that role become less and less depending on the quality of the qualification you get from that job. Now, some managers really get this and they give you the time of day and give you that investment of time. Others don't understand that and don't see necessarily the value or don't see it until it's explained. So you might not be given that information. I've even seen it where people think you can recruit off a one-line job spec, which clearly you can't. So make sure you're working those right roles. Make sure you're recruiters are working those right roles, and make sure those roles that you're going for, you've maybe spoke to a candidate or to the recruiter and they really understand exactly what the customer wants. This is the world we live in. You've got to spend your time and focus on where you're going to get results. That's both for you, whether you're a candidate or whether you're a recruiter filling the job. So love to hear what you think on this. Give us a call in the show if you're interested. Otherwise, if you're listening to us on iTunes, jump over to anchor.fm/David Orrens. And yeah, love to hear your contribution.